How we have our own yeshiva in Israel. It's a very, very different kind of yeshiva. Its purpose is to put out scholar warriors, which is the way Jews have always been. The rabbis tell us that David was a great, great scholar. He would get up at midnight and learn all night Torah. But in the morning, he got up and killed the Philistines. That is the biblical role model of a great Jewish leader. Our yeshiva wants to put out that kind of student. And we have great, great, tremendous. I mean, they sit day and night learning. But, for example, they were involved a few weeks ago in Jericho. They were riding in a car, and Arabs stoned the car. So they stopped. They caught the Arabs. Literally broke open. And then there were four Arab cars standing there, so they smashed the Arab cars. The police came. The soldiers came. They arrested them. They arrested them. And the police questioned them and said, "I understand you caught the Arabs." And they go, "Okay, good. Why did you smash the Arab cars?" The answer was, when the first person conquered Mount Everest and climbed it, he was asked, "Why did you climb Mount Everest?" And he said, "Because it was there." If they stone Jewish cars because they are there, we smash Arab cars because they are there. That's the difference between fighting against Jews.
Yeah.
But I want you to know that they are much more afraid of our settlers than they are of the army. I mean, on the Irish side, terrified of our people. Terrified. Which is the way it should be. So the state is being gradually set up slowly. It's on a, you know, there is no drama to it. It's on a daily basis. Building it up, building it up. And any Jew in the world can be a citizen. You can be a citizen now. You know, citizenship cards and so on. And we would hope that when someone visits Israel, before using your U.S. passport, use our identity card so that, you know, they're Muslim. What's this you say? I'm a citizen of Judea. And, you know, and the police woman there will say, but this isn't the case. What is it? You know, argue for a while. And then someone bigger will. Some officer will walk over and say, "But sir, this is what are you for a while?" And then we have to show them this passport. But we also have stamps. We have stamps. We have stamps. We would like all mail to Israel to, of course, use the regular U.S. stamp, but also this stamp. I think it's an important thing. Our purpose is to make sure that there will never be a second state, but that the state of Israel annexes those lands. That's our purpose. I don't want to say this.